Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Boy, Julio said, I need a longer yer, Keith. You've been shortening us with them yers. Don't nobody hit that yer like you hit that yer. New York City, what up? Another 5 hour KM to AM. Bless it. Three in a row. This is 3 out of 4. Let's go. Time for another show. Up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. Listen, I watched Hard Knocks just like you did, but I have a different perspective than many of you. I didn't grow up a Giants fan. I didn't grow up a Jets fan. I grew up a stupid Cowboys fan. First off, let me say the NFL is king. They are geniuses. They are marketing experts. They just keep finding ways to suck us all in and make us watch and make us care and make us talk, and they're not kicking any footballs in the air. Yo, I'm rhyming tonight. It's just inevitable. It's coming. This is the best version of Hard Knocks. Is it not? Like, how many times can we watch preseason training camp, rookies, journeymen, guys get summoned to the coach's office to be told you did a great job in turning your playbook? That's run its course. Thanks, Rami. The great Rami LaVie with the assist. I came in. I was like, how am I going to hit this yer if I don't have my water? Rami goes, you need some? I go, yeah, I left my water out there in the kitchen, bro. Thanks, Rami. Back to the show. Yes, Hard Knocks. I've watched every Hard Knocks since it started. I've watched in-season Hard Knocks. I remember telling you guys you need to watch the Dolphins in-season Hard Knocks. I watched the stupid Cardinals in-season Hard Knocks. I remember watching the Atlanta Falcons Hard Knocks, the Ravens, the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones will never do this. And the NFL should make it mandatory. We should get two teams that have to do the off-season version of this. But Jerry Jones will never do this. I would love to be a fly on the wall when Jerry Jones traded a fourth-round pick for Trey Lance. Dumb. And I'm not going to make it all about the Cowboys, but I think you need a different perspective because all day you've heard Giants fans talking on The Fan, calling into The Fan. And you know what? As an opposing team fan, which the Cowboys do nothing for me at this point. If you've been following me and listening to me, I said, once my son's old enough to choose the team that he wants, we're riding, and Jerry Jones Club is not on the list. I mean, it's not doing anything for my career. I'm locked in here in New York. I'm not going anywhere. Rooting for the team in Texas does nothing for me. I have a sense of pride looking at these drone shots of Route 17, Route 3, the Giants complex, thinking about the entire NFL world watching Hard Knocks, and that's right up the street from where I live. And watching the Giants give you this much behind the scenes, yes, I know it's produced. We all know it's produced. It's HBO, it's TV, and we all know that there's a little bit of TV movie magic, but we're still getting incredible insight, and you're learning. And I just love the way that they just had the card table thing. In the first couple episodes, they did the little, like, digital thing, the breakdown of, like, what these running backs cost, and even the fact that we're seeing the relationships play out in real time that you know exist in the NFL. Dan Morgan and Joe Shane getting that Brian Burns deal done. I love the whole theme around Spider-Man back in New York. Now he's playing for a team with blue and red. Wait till you see those Century uniforms. I'm sure he's going to have some Spider-Man accents or something. He's going to hit his pose. Man, just getting that guy. Just getting that guy and adding him to sexy, dexy, hitting his dance. KT, Kayvon Thibodeau, and I guarantee you this year you see a different version of Kayvon Thibodeau. You see a guy that's able to sack. I mean, he already was getting his sack numbers, but you'll see a guy cut loose. They can't block everybody. And speaking of blocking everybody, Tiki Barber has been telling you guys for years, you got to build that ass. And that's what the Giants focused on here. Priorities. You got to have priorities to win in life. Yeah, everybody wants to buy the nice $200 pair of shoes, but maybe you need to pay your phone bill for $200 that week. And the shoes can wait. Yeah, you might want to go to that nice fancy dinner, but maybe you got to eat ramen noodles for a week to build for the future, to stack and save. If you're a Giants fan, how are you not looking at this saying, we have a future? We're so far from the Gettleman era. Bye, Saquon. We didn't draft you number two overall as far as Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. And yo, make no doubt about this, because I saw some stuff on the internet about this team has no identity. They were on Pat McAfee talking about, what's this team's identity? You're going to find out when they kick that ball in the air. This is a show. We're only in the third episode of the show. The star of the show is Joe Shane. I remember being on The Fan, and I absolutely love that viral video of The Fan in MetLife Stadium saying, we need football people, not family, applying the pressure to the Mariners and Gettleman. I remember Giants fans didn't even want Gettleman to get a send-off. That's how mad they were about this era of Giants football being a laughingstock, being one of the worst teams in the league. That's done. Now, I don't know how many wins the Giants are going to have this year, but it's clear you have a leader. And John Mara's popping in. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, door's always open for you. This is your team. But, like, I don't care if you're losing sleep over Saquon being an Eagle. We got Motor. We got Devin Singletary. And you know what? They get John Runyon. They take him away from the Jets. He was coming to this area regardless. Illuminor, who they were saying, hey, this is the best guy on the market. Got him. Drew Locke, who you're going to see rock at some point. I was telling you that months ago. I was trying to take the over-under. How many games does he start? Is Daniel Jones going to be cleared for contact in a couple weeks? I mean, I can't wait for the next episode. They wanted to trade up for a quarterback. Obviously, duh. If you listen to the nighttime show and the overnight time show with me and Big Mac, we were screaming about tank, tank, tank. Tommy Cutlets is cool, but why are you winning games right now? There are generational quarterbacks coming. And this regime of Shane and Daboll need their quarterback. 888-808-1019. Man, there's so many things. This is a PR move. This is great PR, because coming out of a 6-win season where all we heard about was the Wink Martindale stuff, who cares about Wink Martindale? Brian Daboll is your coach. And you don't get to see him screaming at anybody. You don't get to see him coaching. You did get to see some of his offensive mind at the combine with those quarterbacks on the whiteboard. I love that. Love hearing a guy that can just talk football like that, X's and O's. And now you're seeing Joe Shane go get the Jimmys and the Joes. It's amazing. I love it. I love football. I don't know if you guys know anything about me and football. Like, if I didn't play football, I wouldn't be on this radio station. I don't know how many times I said that. I love to see the inner workings, the back end. I really hope that the NFL makes this something that everybody has to do. 888-808-1019. I'm enjoying it. There's more to go. And all the questions that you had just 4 months ago back in March are starting to be answered. You got some closure on the whole Saquon Barkley thing. If you didn't already, close that door. He's dead to me, over it. How could you be an Eagle? They're saying F the Eagles. Like, that's one thing Dallas fans and Cowboys fans can agree on, F the Eagles. Saquon wanted to get paid. Good. And I appreciate Joe Shane understanding in this NFL, you do not pay a running back where they are right now. You do not give Saquon Barkley that money. You didn't draft him. He's been hurt. He's a great talent. He's a great man off the field. And you know what? Mara can say he's our most popular player by far. So what? Popular and done a bunch of losing. Popular and hasn't led to much winning. It's a fresh start. Now, I've said that I think that this Giants team can come in last place. They could be a fourth place team. But I'm kind of changing my mind on that. Their identity should be defense. But also, with Shane and Daboll, they are filling the blanks where you've had a ton of question marks. I mean, not long ago, your top two receivers were, or your top three receivers were Kenny Golladay, Richie James, what was the guy, Stills, Darius Slayton. I mean, now Darius Slayton's like the fourth receiver. You got all SEC wide receivers, the best college football conference. You got Slayton from Auburn, Wandale Robinson from Kentucky, Jalen Hyatt from Tennessee, and Malik Nabers from LSU. Did I just hear Loogie say that Malik Nabers is going to be the best Giants wide receiver of all time? That's tough. That's tough, Loogie. That's, you're putting a lot on that kid. But he's talented like that. He's a dog like that. It's about who can get him the ball, though. I've already been on record saying you design runs for that kid. Hand him the ball twice a game. 888-808-1019. But you follow me? They've changed things already. Now you have weapons. You have a Daniel Jones question mark. But if Daniel Jones does what he's done multiple times here, which is answer the bell or overcome challenges, this guy has had a ton of challenges thrown his way. This is his biggest challenge yet. And has he always been great? No. Has he been able to pick up defenses? No. Has he been able to throw the ball downfield? No. Does he throw for touchdowns? No. But the book is out. This is third year in the offense. He's working the rehab and come back. I hope he's ready. I really do. I was the one doing the Kyler Murray comparison last season and doing the math on Daniel Jones saying, yo, I don't think he's going to be ready for week one. Will he be cleared? We're going to find out. You're not going to find out in Hard Knocks. In Hard Knocks, you're hearing them speak back in March, April, and they're trying to protect themselves. So enter Drew Lock. Where Drew Lock is no slouch. Speaking of the SEC coming out of Mizzou, you might have an SEC quarterback throwing all SEC receivers. 888-808-1019. Jerry Jones would never sign up for this. Jerry Jones is going to be on Netflix. That'll be all directed by him, and they'll make it look all glitter. They got the Cowboys cheerleaders and all that nonsense there. Like, I want to know what's going on with CeeDee Lamb's contract. I want to know, how did you fumble Dak Prescott's contract, a fourth-round pick, every single time? Bet the under on the Dallas Cowboys. If they win 10 games, I'll be surprised. We'll see what Dan Quinn and the Commanders look like with all these moving parts and pieces. It's year one. Dan Quinn isn't the greatest head coach, wasn't the greatest defensive coordinator. If you remember seeing Aaron Jones and the Packers run all over that Cowboys defense, first round, one and done in the playoffs. The NFL is unpredictable. A couple moves here and there can change everything. And I think as a Giants fan, I'm not one, but I think as a Giants fan, you just have some hope, some optimism for the future. And you didn't have that under Gettleman. You didn't have that in the past with different head coaches, from Shermer to Judge. Like, no, this guy is your coach. Brian Daboll is a good coach. He might yell, but that's what football coaches do. Any football players, like, I'll tell you, yelling, so what? I was saying that last year. He yells, so what? He's getting his point across. Does that mean he doesn't know what he's talking about? No, that guy knows what he's talking about. And they have a vision. And I think this year we're gonna see a lot. There's so much on the table with Daniel Jones. We'll see what happens with Drew Lock. We'll see what happens with Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito, if he ends up playing at all. They did sign Nathan Rourke. That's a under-the-radar signing. He might be better than Tommy DeVito. We'll see what this running back room looks like. We'll see what these DBs look like. Xavier McKinney. They didn't even feature Xavier McKinney. You know why? Because he tweeted his way off the team. There's a standard here. You're going to go on social media and talk after you're the guy who messed up his hand in Mexico on an ATV in the bye week, after you're the guy that's coming out there talking to the media, you were in the middle of the week, Wink Martindale stuff in season. Goodbye. Goodbye. And even as they're going over the numbers, they're like, Minkah Fitzpatrick, he's the second highest paid safety. He's not as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick. He does a lot of chasing. He's not as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick. You'll be fine without him. You got the Tyler Newbin kid coming out of Minnesota. That's another thing. They drafted well again. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be. I don't know how many wins they're going to have. I don't know where they're going to finish. But I just think Giants fans that have gone through a struggle of different head coaches, Jason Garrett as offensive coordinator, you know, taking a knee, a running quarterback sneak inside your own 5-yard line. Just some shenanigans, man. At least you can look at this Giants team. And that's the identity of the Giants team. What you're seeing in Hard Knocks, this is Joe Shane's operation. And him and Brian Daboll are attached at the hip. Him and Dabes, they're in this together. They came here together. They're going to figure it out together. And if Daniel Jones doesn't figure it out and you do have a down season, they should be smart and just tank Bigsby, tank Dell, tank Davis. Tank! So you can get one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year. And then there's your future right there. Get one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year and look at the receivers you have. Look at the offensive line you have. 888-808-1019. In this NFL, paying the running back, I remember pulling up that chart for you guys of the last like 10, 15 Super Bowl winners and what their leading rushers made. You can win the Super Bowl. You can get to the Super Bowl without paying your running back that much money. Do it by committee. I think fans are going to be pleasantly surprised with Devin Singletary. I think he's coming here with a lot to prove, too. And Saquon Barkley, I don't think he wears the villain mask well. I don't think he's going to be able to be the villain down there in Philadelphia with their nasty fans, their stupid head coach, and his shenanigans. I don't know how well he's going to fit down there. But that's not for you to worry about. That's not for you to worry about. I think that so far we have seen professionalism. And this last episode that came out last night where I was on air, like, yo, I can't wait to go home and watch it. I'm like, yo, they're showing you the direction of your organization. They don't have to pay Saquon Barkley. They don't have to pay a running back that much money. They put the money where it matters. Protect your quarterback. Get after the quarterback. You've heard that a lot today because that's the NFL. It's simple as that. You got to rush the passer. You got to keep your passer upright and make plays. Have playmakers. So you lose a playmaker in Saquon Barkley. So what? He's hurt every year. For a while, he's dancing in the backfield. And not to say, like, you haven't seen him fumble the ball, cough the ball up. Okay, spread the ball around. Be deceptive. Now it's on you, Brian Daboll. Let's see how much of an offensive mastermind you are. Daniel Jones, this is it for your career. You got to prove it. You got to stay healthy. You got to be smart. I don't think you're going to be able to rely on your legs. You got to be able to read defenses and deliver the pill. 888-808-1019. If you're a Giants fan, you got to be excited about camp opening up and the prospect of seeing this team now where Saquon Barkley, the most famous player, the favorite player, he's gone. Somebody else will emerge. I mean, Dexter Lawrence is pretty popular. Malik Nabers, I think, is going to become a fan favorite really quickly when you see how explosive that kid is with the ball in his hand. And yeah, we'll talk all through that tonight, but I didn't get to speak on it, so I had to weigh in on it right away. Of course, we'll get into the Mets. We'll get into the Yankees. We'll get into all the sports topics as this is a wide open week. They're still talking Davante Adams. I guess where there's smoke, there's fire. I've been on the side of no. Why would the Raiders trade away their best offensive weapon going into camp? But Davante Adams added more fuel to the fire. I have the audio clip. I think I heard the audio clip play. We'll play it again. And then also I know, you know, some folks didn't watch Hard Knocks yet. I'm driving home last night and Pat Boyle opens his show talking about Hard Knocks. And I'm like, yo, what's going on, PB? And somebody tweeted at him, oh, Pat Boyle starting the show with spoilers, spoiling Hard Knocks. And Pat said, that's my job. I'm supposed to talk about what's going on. And I'm glad he did. It was like a warm-up. And then when I watched it all, I thought about it. I'm like, there's no spoilers. You know what happened. This is from March. There's no spoilers. So I'm not spoiling anything for you guys. And Tiki and them didn't spoil anything. Moose didn't spoil anything. If you haven't watched Hard Knocks yet, go watch it now. And then come back to the fan. You can skip the commercials. You can jump in and out. You can listen to the conversation. Because I want to hear from Giants fans about the direction of your team, what you're seeing, the inner workings of your team, and how you feel. 888-808-1019. I'm not a Giants fan, but as a fan of a team in the division, I'm looking like this is a well-run organization, and they're on their way out of the depths that they've been in because they have actual football people that the fans demanded, guys that know what they're doing, guys that have relationships in the league, guys that are not going to fall into, oh, well, Saquon Barkley's our most, it doesn't matter. What does that matter? he's our most popular player. And they're not going to let John Mara come in and say, like, all right, John, we'll get you some melatonin and we'll get you some earplugs and a new pillow, bro, but you're going to sleep a lot better when the team plays a lot better. And that's what it's about, winning games in the NFL. This group is going to be judged this year on how many games they win. And like I said, I think they're going to be able to win games. But so much depends on that quarterback position. And if Daniel Jones gets hurt and Drew Lock's not the guy, and you end up in a similar space as you were last year, tank. Lose the games. Because last year I understood it was all about, oh, you know, Daboll in his second year, he can't lose the room. Listen, he's not going anywhere. Neither is Shane. Shane literally talked on the phone to Dan Morgan saying, we're going to be doing this for 10 years. And he had to slide in there, hopefully. He had to slide in there, hopefully, right? No, he'll be the GM of the Giants for this decade of the Giants. And I don't think he's looking for another head coach. You got a head coach that knows what he's talking about, who's seen a lot, knows what he's doing. He just needs his quarterback. He doesn't have that quarterback yet. Maybe he'll be drafting him after this year. Maybe not. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to AM. Plenty to talk about in the baseball world, in the NBA world. But really, I mean, we are this close to football frenzy inside training camp live and all of the talk coming out of camp and all of the speculation on what the Giants are going to be and, of course, what the Jets are going to be. I definitely have some takes and some thoughts about the Jets, too. I just think there's so much conversation around Devontae Adams for what? You should be talking about the head coach. You should be talking about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Those guys got to be ready to ride. And the Jets shouldn't be talking about winning the Super Bowl. It should be about ending the drought, getting to the playoffs, and letting the chips fall where they may. Call me up. You know the number to dial. I'm on till 12. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good evening, good evening. Right back at it on the banger. We'll start with the Giants conversation. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, 5 hour KM to AM. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. And I could go on and on about this Hard Knocks. And not just because it's happening here with the Giants in New York. I'm so impressed by it. I didn't know how it was going to come across. I didn't know how they were going to play it, honestly. I can't wait to see the next episode. Yeah, they want to trade up for Jaden Daniels. You know, I remember last year talking about, yo, beating the Patriots, beating the Commanders. I'm like, these are teams that are going to be looking for quarterbacks in the draft next year ahead of you. I remember talking to you guys. I'm like, whoever the Commanders draft, you're going to have to face for years to come. It's okay. It's one year. You got to trust that Shane and Daboll are going to make moves. Who knows? Maybe they'll trade for a quarterback. Maybe Kirk Cousins will be available at the trade deadline. Ryan is in Hazlitt. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Yo, bro, Keith, Kirk Cousins is always available. The checkbook's open,
hey,
bro.
Michael Penix Jr., if he has a good preseason.
Yeah, man. Yo, I'll tell you this. You know how the Yankees, they talk about dogs? Brian Daboll is the ultimate dog in New York. That guy just wants to win. That's all that guy cares about.
He's a football guy, bro. You can just tell this guy lives and breathes football. The way that he talks and speaks offensive football, play calling, personnel, it's amazing. And when you have a coach like that, and not to throw Rob Saleh under the bus, like, I know he's a defensive-minded head coach. I want to see some Rob Saleh, you know, talking on the whiteboard and commanding the defense. Uh-huh. Dable's a good coach.
Oh, Dable's awesome. You know, like, he'll take guys. I think you remember that YouTube video where, like, when Philly was all banged up and the guy was like, I got 2 years of varsity. You put me out there. I can get, you know, like, like he's like, he'll take that guy and get them to the point where they can play. Like, look at the Giants wide receiver core two years ago.
Look what he turned Tommy DeVito into. He went from having a almost like a gag order on Tommy. He can't throw. Like,
yeah.
And then
he's
lighting up Monday Night Football. He's beating the Packers, who went on to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Like, he can get the best out of Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor was having 300-yard games.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that I started seeing is that Joe Shane and then Daboll are on, like, just a path to clean things up. And I'm not talking about, like, the guys who were in here previously who left almost, like, Saquon, they're not worth it or stuff like that. But like to make it efficient, to make sure you got players, comparable players that play their scheme, that get them to the point where a guy, and I'm going to say it like this, it's up to him, it's up to Daniel, to succeed. You know, get them to the point where like they get what they want, they have their scheme, they have what they want. They're going to put it into their hands and be like, all right, if he succeeds, he succeeds. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But there's no lack of trying, no lack of just having that combined front. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I think they're aligned. Yeah. They're an aligned front. I think they are all on the same page, even the personnel. I got to learn some of the names of the guys on Joe Shane's team.
I give it to his scouting staff, too. Those scouts knew what they were looking at, too. They threw every single guy. When they were talking about like the draft guys and everybody who they like and stuff like that, they knew everything about those people, and it was like more in depth than what you normally hear.
Mark my words, Brandon Brown, the black dude with the fro that's right next to yeah, somebody's coming to scoop him up to be their GM. Next year.
No, man, that's how it always works. Man.
Maybe next year. He already had interest.
Yeah,
he already had interest.
Yeah, bro. I know. But you know what? I'm going to say it like this. Giants are going to be a borderline playoff team this year because Dable's going to have him in the right position. But as you know, in the NFL, it's all about health.
Yep. Got to have the guys.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. They were a borderline playoff team last year, right? The Packers ended up being in a spot that I'm like, the Giants were a couple wins away from being the Packers. Let's see, man. The NFL is unpredictable.
And their schedule's soft to start the Giants. They can be 5-5.
I wanted to do that too. I have that in my notes. We'll get to that at some point. I want to get to the phones early before it gets late and people go to bed and people turn off the radio. Let's go to Greg in Spring Lake, New Jersey. Greg, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Mac. What's up, my brother? How you doing tonight, bro?
I'm good. Hanging in there. Thanks for calling.
I think you already answered my question. You had a brilliant soliloquy. It was quite eloquent and convincing about 8 minutes before the break. Because my two questions for you, K-Mac, are number one, is Dave's coaching for his job?
No.
Is he on the proverbial hot seat?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Question number two, is DJ the guy? Have you seen enough? Do you think they can fully commit to Daniel Jones?
I don't believe in Daniel Jones. I don't think he's the guy, but I do know that if he's healthy, there might be something in him that makes him rise to the occasion with these weapons around him, knowing, hey, I'm playing for my career. This is it, where he can potentially get it done. But, you know, we always are talking about, well, the book is still out on Daniel Jones. No, it's not. You know what his skill set is. You know what he can and can't do. And this is just going to be different because, you know, his best year, that year they went to the playoffs and won that playoff game on the road, he had so many touchdowns rushing and so many first downs with his legs. I don't know. I don't know how much of a runner he's going to be. The book is out on that. Let's see what style of quarterback he's going to be after an ACL injury and having a neck injury in the same season last year.
All right. If you may grant me one follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Tommy B, my boy Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cutler.
And this is a... Yeah, this is a fun fact, Keith. This is factual. That I've met that kid several times. His dad has been my plumber for about 15 to 17
That's
years.
That's awesome.
his dad is my parents' plumber, and his dad is my brother's plumber. I live in Essex County, New Jersey. I know it says Spring Lake because that was the last time I called in. I was down there. But I live in North Jersey, in Essex County.
And you're a Giants
a
fan,
kid.
And that's super cool.
Hell yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We all root for him, but you know, it was a great story last year, but I don't think we want to see a repeat of that story this year. I think you need a little bit more to get it done this year. And you're paying Daniel Jones all that money.
No, I know. I think he's going to catch on with it. Let's say they cut him, right? And then he becomes a UFA. Then he'll catch on somewhere. I feel like even the Jets would sign him just for the marketing bump. But ultimately, I agree with your first point. I don't think Dave should be coaching for his job. I do believe that Shane is the captain of the ship. I'm sorry for the background noise, the chopper flying over me. And I think Dave is safe. I do think they need to cut the cord on DJ. And I think they need to go with Tommy D.
Thanks for the call, Greg. I know he's a cult classic, almost a Rudy type of figure. I loved it. I said that was the best story in New York football between the Jets and Giants last year. This kid coming into that Jets and Giants game and them not wanting him to throw downfield out of fear of the Jets' defense. And obviously, you know, they didn't really game plan for him to come in and throw the ball downfield in the rain as well. And then for the next couple weeks, he lights it up. Well, he struggled a bit, obviously, you know, against the Dallas defense. I think against the Raiders, too. I got to go back and look. But, you know, he did it with his legs. He made some throws. He won some games. And I think it was a great story for everyone in the area. I remember us talking about, you know, the Italian influence. And, I mean, some people being offended. And I'm like, what is there to be offended about? We're celebrating the kid. If you're from this area, you understand what that means. If you're not from this area, you don't get it. Like, Tommy DeVito wouldn't have this effect with the Carolina Panthers. 888-808-1019. For anybody that thinks Brian Daboll's on the hot seat, he's not. Like, they don't want to keep having a carousel of head coaches. They just did that, and I think they learned from that. Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge. These guys were here today, gone tomorrow. Ben McAdoo, if you even want to go back. You need stability. And players need stability. Players need to know that this is our leader. This is our general. This guy's seat's not hot. And they got to feel like they got to go out there and play. And, you know, I just think if there's all this talk about, oh, Dable's seat is hot. No, I think that he showed you he was a good coach the first year. He overperformed because there was no expectations. I kind of look at the Giants as like, they're going back to that. Like, they're flying under the radar. Like I said, I look at them as a fourth place team. The Eagles should be the first place team. Like, if you're doing preseason rankings of the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles should be the outright number one team ranked. Just all the talent they have. They've been to a Super Bowl. Yeah, I get it. They lost a bunch of games, and they lost in the playoffs last year. So what? They have a ton of talent. They drafted well. They added Saquon Barkley to that offense. The Dallas Cowboys should be number two. They win double-digit games almost every year of this Dak era, this CeeDee Lamb era. But unfortunately, Jerry Jones is a fool and has made a ton of mistakes. And Mike McCarthy actually is on the hot seat. I think this is his last year, no matter what happens. And I don't think it's possible for them to just win a Super Bowl. So I don't expect that to happen. When you look at the Commanders and Dan Quinn, just go look at all the different names that they brought in, like Austin Eckler and Bobby Wagner. And they drafted Jaden Daniels as well. Like, there's a chance that they're better than they were for sure. Like, under Ron Rivera, and you know, I just think that they have a good chance to be the third place team, but it'll be a battle between them and the Giants for third, fourth place, in my opinion. And I think you can surprise the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I definitely think you could knock them off a game. Maybe you surprise the Eagles. I doubt that, though. The Eagles, just, they're stacked, and I think that they've got so many good players. They're going to be trying to come back from last year, and Philly in general. I expect the Philadelphia Phillies to have Red October again, and that energy down there, and you know how it is when you go down to the link. Dave is in Cranford. What's up, Dave? You're on the Fan.
Man, Keith, it's always great to talk to you, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for making the call.
Yeah, Keith, man. You really bring, I just want to say one thing before I tell you my point, and that is, you know, I think one of the things that's lost, in particularly in a sports dialogue, which makes no sense, is a simple word called respect. And you bring that to the airwaves, and it's you know, you treat people, callers, with such respect. I mean, I've heard you let people talk. Maybe I'm one of them, I don't know. And I'm like, man, Keith is just a patient dude. He's respecting the guy's opinion, and you're very balanced. So I just keep doing what you're doing. You're going places.
It's not about me. It's about all of us, everybody listening, everybody calling. And I've been on the other side. I actually never effectively called WFAN and got on the handful of times I tried. And I always am looking at these names, and sometimes people hold for an hour and drop off, and I'm disappointed. So if you're going to hold for half an hour, 90 minutes to be on my show, the least I could do is give you the floor and give you some respect.
Yeah, I like that. So what you said about the Giants, Keith, I couldn't agree more. It was a great opening. Loved everything you had to say about it. And again, I was a big Barkley fan, and no one's questioning Barkley's talent. But we've played out the idea of, you know, Barkley behind bad offensive lines. And as great as he is as a talent, and he is great, it didn't work. It simply didn't work, and for you know, for a lot of different reasons. And so, I mean, I think he's going to kill it in Philly. God bless him. And they're in a different spot than we are. They could make that move. I don't think it's the best, but I think they're in a different spot. the fact, what I loved about Hard Knocks was listening to them talk about the line and the priority of the line and the fact that they got two out of their three offensive line targets. The one guy made a ton of money, you know, with Carolina or something like that. But they, you know, they got the two guys. And I think you even hear something with Evan Neal. And that is like, hey, we brought this guy in to be a guard, you know, slash tackle. So they're
big,
not
big year for Evan Neal. Huge year for Evan Neal, because what we've seen out of him in the NFL, he was never like that. Coming out of high school, coming out of IMG, Alabama, he was like a blue chip, five star, like sure fire thing. I remember hearing Michael Irvin ranting about, well, this kid right here. Like, I don't know what happened to him. New York got to him. He started talking about, you know, people selling hot dogs and getting at the fans.
Yeah, and I do think he's a very different. I do think that he's working hard. I do think he needs to be healthy too, just like Daniel does.
Sure.
And I think the but I also think, Keith, that, you know, what goes under the radar unless you follow the team crazy is that they also brought in some depth pieces like an Aaron Stinney, who's just started in the league, that right now is penciled in as a backup. Like, that you have to manage your cap, not just from an overall cap number perspective, but from a risk perspective. You know, when you get someone like Daniel Jones hurt, that's $40 million, or Aaron Rodgers hurt with whatever his contract is, you know, that's a lot of money sitting on your bench and not on the field. And so that's part of it with Barkley is, like, I think Singletary is going to do real well because I think he's going to run behind a better line. But I think they also recognize that, hey, you know what? It'll be easier to go from Singletary to whoever number two or number three or number four is on the team than it would be to go from Barkley to whoever his backup is. He's so unique. So
it can't be a drop off to Matt Breida. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be that much of a gap between first string and second string.
Yeah, and the last thing is just your Cowboy stuff. I'm not a Cowboy fan, obviously, but I simply am just kind of like bewildered by them. I just don't know what they're trying to do.
They don't follow the model of the current NFL. Like, they could have paid CeeDee Lamb already. Instead, Amon-Ra St. Brown gets paid. Justin Jefferson gets paid. All these receivers are getting, like, what are you waiting on? Dak Prescott's a fourth round pick. They could have signed him to a lifetime contract for $10 cash. They're going to have to pay him $16 million.
I mean, somebody's got to have a plan. You know, I know Jerry's crazy, but that guy will. Somebody who's more like their GM, actually, I forget his last name, but down in Dallas, like, he knows what he's doing. I mean, he doesn't have the title.
No,
or
but he's overruled. The way you saw Maris step into the room, it seems like Maris lightly walking into the room. He's tiptoeing into the room like, hey, guys, can I get a word in? Yeah, go ahead. But, like, your word is not going to trump ours. Down there in Dallas,
right.
It's Jerry Jones and it's Steven Jones. Dave, thanks for the call and the compliments. We're up against it. We got a break. 888-808-1019. For S's and giggles, let's look at the Giants' schedule when we come back. Nobody can predict it, but everybody always tries to mark off, that's a win, that's a loss. But, like, let's take a look, actually, and see some things. And then let's look at the depth chart, and, you know, we'll fill in the blanks. I see people want to talk about Tyler Kolek. I do, too. He's definitely better than Bronny James. People want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I do, too, because as much as I'm critical of Aaron Rodgers, I'm critical because all I can criticize is all this nonsense off the field. I want to critique his game film. I want to see the guy throw the football and play.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Here. It's almost 8 o'clock, so a couple minutes from now we'll go to the 8 o'clock break and update. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM, talking about Hard Knocks and the Giants and how Joe Shane is the face of the Giants right now, as everyone that cares about the NFL is watching Hard Knocks and talking about it. And with Saquon out, the identity of the Giants is their new GM. He's still very new. Their new head coach, he's still very new. And how they're trying to shape this roster and this team for the future. And the future is now. In the NFL, you got to win games. And I think they have a very winnable first game. Right out of the gate, Sam Darnold and the Vikings are coming to town. I can see Spider-Man, absolutely jumping on his back three times. Like, let's see what happens. You know, all the talk is going to be about a couple years ago, the Giants went to Minnesota and knocked off the Vikings. And then in week two, you get the Commanders. The first week of the season is preseason. Arguably, the first 2 weeks of the season is preseason, depending on who plays in the preseason and who doesn't. Is Daniel Jones going to play in the preseason? I don't know. We'll go through the rest of the schedule through the night. Will McClay is the name that Dave from Cranford was searching for from the Dallas Cowboys. He's the vice president of player personnel. He's been with the Cowboys for two decades. He does not overrule Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones. Jerry Jones literally came out and said, I don't have to clear it with anybody if I want to make a trade for Trey Lance. Yeah, and you saw how many running backs went in the fourth round. You also saw the price of backup quarterbacks being traded and what Jerry Jones did for the league, right, with that Trey Lance move. They're just idiotic. They're dumb. You need running backs. You could have drafted a young running back. Instead, you're bringing back Ezekiel Elliott. You're bringing back Ezekiel Elliott. He's cooked. Anyway, I don't got time for that. Let's take a quick call before we go to the break. You guys saw in Hard Knocks, John Runyon was going to go join Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers, and then he thought twice about that. Bobby's in Belmore. What's up, Bobby? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, hi, Keith. I'm going to watch a car wreck tonight at 9:30 on ESPN. You know what that is? The Bronny James Show, because he's on. And now it's not just NBA TV. He's on in front of millions of people.
Awesome. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, and you're welcome. And, you know, I forgot to mention last night about the conference. At the press conference, he said he wants to thank the Lakers for giving him this. And that just fit right to the T. So, of course, J.J. Redick comes in and says, no, he earned everything. Nothing was given to him. So that was pretty funny. And I don't know if you saw that press conference. But
I didn't watch it. I saw some clips from it. It was all cringe. It just is wrong. It's completely wrong.
Yeah, well, and he'll probably hide. I hope you can hide in the corner after he throws a couple of air balls. I hope that doesn't happen again tonight. It was really sad to watch.
He's got to lay the ball in, but yeah. Anyway.
He only took five shots. He's 7 for 31, 0 for 15.
He's scared.
Three.
He doesn't belong. And now everybody's looking at the number two overall pick, Sarr, from France. And they're like, well, what about this kid? He had a bad game, but that doesn't mean he's as bad as Bronny James, the 55th overall pick, Alex Sarr.
Yeah, I know. Let me get to Emperor Rodgers. Maybe I haven't heard this. I don't listen to the talk show all the time. I only listen to you, obviously, because I work a lot. But I don't understand. Why couldn't he schedule his Egyptian trip before mandatory or after mandatory camp? Can you find out the dates? I mean, I don't think it takes a 10-year-old to figure that one out.
I'm telling I was saying it the other night. It's obvious. There was a certain type of ayahuasca psychedelic drug thing that was only at this time. It had to be because they got flights to Egypt. You could fly out. You could plan trips to anywhere in the world, especially when you're Aaron Rodgers. You got money to get on a private jet and go there at any time. There had to be just some specific ayahuasca go into the bottom of the pyramids trip, throw up, lose your mind, see stars, and I don't know. That guy is on something else.
It's so jet-like. I mean, I was talking to your producer. This is so jet-like. It's just typical Jets.
Yeah.
And you know something? He's talking about he's upset at Salah. The first good thing he would do is get him fired. So maybe he'll actually do something for the Jets and get Salah fired.
It's not what you want. It's not starting off the season on a good foot that Rob Salah felt the need to assert himself as the head coach. And Aaron Rodgers felt the need to go to Egypt. And, you know, that's where we are. Thanks for the call, Bobby. 888-808-1019. 1 hour down. Marco's going to hit you with the update. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.